It's time now for this week's big question. Actually, today we have two big questions for you. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8.5 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, April 1st. Two state Supreme Court-related issues will be decided in next week's spring election on Tuesday, April 7th. We will cover this hour the race for state Supreme Court justice and the referendum question on the ballot, the one that would change the way the state Supreme Court's Chief Justice is selected. And we will welcome your questions and views for our guest expert at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We have our online poll linked to our Facebook page and at wpr.org/joy. Two of them. Which candidate do you support for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice? You can choose Ann Walsh Bradley, who is the incumbent, and she is seeking her third 10-year term, or James Daly. He is the challenger. He is a circuit court judge in Rock County. We also have the online poll for the constitutional amendment, the proposed constitutional amendment. Should the Chief Justice be chosen by a majority of the justices, or should that position be awarded to the longest-serving justice? We actually have the exact wording of the referendum question online, but it would change the way we do things in Wisconsin. We currently have the longest-serving justice be the Chief Justice. This amendment would have the rest of the justices, the court, make that selection. So you can vote on that as well. Let me welcome our guest, Jolly Emery, an associate professor and chair of the Political Science Department at UW-Whitewater and the director of the Center for Political Science and Public Policy Research. Her areas of expertise include state and local government, public policy, and law in the courts. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with the race for state Supreme Court justice, less than a week away from this election. What's your read on where this race is right now?
Well, that's a good question. I think that right now it's hard to say where things will come out, but if you look at past elections and you look at patterns, the incumbent has typically had the edge in Wisconsin with respect to state Supreme Court elections. Incumbents have only lost twice in the court's history, and money also matters, and as incumbent, Justice Bradley has been able to raise a lot more money compared with her challenger, Judge Daly. And so it seems as though she would have an edge in this race, but it is Wisconsin, and our politics have been pretty polarized and very dynamic lately. So I'm not counting Judge Daly out, but given past trends, it seems that Justice Bradley may have the edge.
Yeah. And you know, officially, this is supposed to be a nonpartisan race. Do you get a sense that voters look at it that way, or is this, at least in recent years, turning into a Democrat versus Republican or, you know, conservative versus liberal sort of race?
I think in recent years, the election for judges, especially at the state Supreme Court level across the United States, have become much more contentious, even at lower courts, and much more political. And so there has been so much more money that's been spent on campaigning for these positions for judges who are elected that that money leads to all sorts of kinds of political rhetoric that washes out or kind of dampens discussions or debate about qualifications for the office. So I think that, yeah, the politics are what are key, what people are probably focusing on, and certainly with respect in Wisconsin to some of the more recent legislation that's come out of the Wisconsin State Legislature signed by the governor, and Justice Bradley has voted down with respect to a couple of issues that have come before the court on very political, very controversial pieces of legislation in the state.
Yeah. So if Justice Bradley is reelected, I guess we assume that it's business as usual for the court for the most part. But if Daley wins, Judge Daley wins, that gives conservatives a 5-2 advantage on the state Supreme Court. What does that mean for Wisconsin policymaking?
Well, I think what that means is not a whole lot of change since the conservatives have had a majority already. So you'll still have a conservative majority regardless of whether or not Bradley gets reelected. But it's a stronger conservative majority. And some people who have analyzed the voting patterns of the justices on the court, they say, well, actually, it won't be 5-2, it may be more like a 6-1, because typically it's Justice Bradley and the Chief Justice who tend to vote more liberally together on certain issues, while Justice Crooks, who is sometimes identified as another liberal, votes with the conservative bloc with some frequency.
Yeah, so he's that swing voter or swing justice. As you mentioned, though, some the fundraising advantage seems to be going toward Bradley. The new fundraising figures out this week, they show Bradley raised more than twice the amount as Daley in February and March. What does that tell you?
Well, that tells me that that's pretty common, that the incumbent typically gets more money. At the same time, it's kind of interesting because one would assume, given a lot of money that's been spent by outside interests on members of who are identified as conservatives, the politicians identified as conservatives or Republicans running for office, they've been big recipients in Wisconsin from outside money or organized groups within Wisconsin who support conservative candidates. And we haven't seen as much support for Judge Daley in this instance. We haven't seen as much money coming in to support him, either directly to his campaign or with respect to some advertising, negative ads for the most part with respect to Bradley.
Yeah, the Greater Wisconsin Committee unveiled a TV ad yesterday to help Bradley. No groups have run ads to help Daley. So, I don't know, conservative leaning groups are maybe not thinking this is worth it or is winnable.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe they just don't think it's worth their money. Maybe they're thinking that we can get a greater bang for a buck later down the road with more more important races, and also, you know, looking at what the impact would be on the court if Bradley's reelected. Well, the conservative majority is still there.
Yeah.
So it won't change.
In Friday night's broadcast debate on Wisconsin Public Television and Wisconsin Public Radio, Justice Bradley criticized Judge Daley for courting Republicans and accepting donations from the GOP. I think she said this is unprecedented. Daley says he's just speaking with like-minded voters and exercising his First Amendment rights. Is this an issue that that might affect someone's vote?
I think that there are people who are truly concerned about judges being impartial, judicial races, particularly for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, are nonpartisan races, and that there at least needs to be this perception of impartiality, then yeah, it could be perceived as a problem that he took this in-kind donation, I believe it's around $7,000, from the Wisconsin Republican Party. So it could have an effect on some voters.
Yeah. We have news coming up in just a minute or two, but let's at least touch base on our second big question.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have a referendum question on the ballot that would change the way the Chief Justice is selected on the Wisconsin Supreme Court?
Well, some people say the reason that we have this referendum on the ballot is because people want to remove the current Chief Justice from that position. And so what this referendum does, and as you already mentioned, is change the way the Chief Justice is selected from seniority, which Judge Abrahamson has, to peer selection. So the court would vote among itself who they want their Chief Justice to be. And with a conservative majority on the court, then it would be one of the conservative justices who would end up being Chief Justice.
We'll talk more about the importance of this referendum question and other issues in the state Supreme Court race as we continue discussing our big questions this hour with Jolly Emery, an associate professor and chair of the Political Science Department at UW-Whitewater, director of the Center for Political Science and Public Policy Research. And we ask you, which candidate do you support for state Supreme Court justice and why? And do you think that the Chief Justice should be chosen by the court, or should that position be awarded by seniority? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll be back after the news. This is the big question on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We actually have two big questions for you. We are asking, who do you support in the state Supreme Court race? Are you planning on voting for Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who is seeking a third 10-year term? And why? Or are you going to vote for her challenger, Rock County Circuit Court Judge James Daly? And why? So that's big question number one. And the other issue on the statewide ballot next week on Tuesday has to do with how the Wisconsin Supreme Court's Chief Justice is selected. Currently, it is the senior most member of the state Supreme Court who is the Chief Justice. It's been that way. That's what's in the Constitution. But this proposal would change the way we select the Chief Justice. It would allow the court to select the Chief Justice, its Chief Justice. And people are interpreting this to mean that a more conservative justice will be selected by the court, which has a conservative majority, and oust the current Chief Justice, Shirley Abrahamson. We are talking about these issues with Jolly Emery, who is an associate professor and chair of the Political Science Department at UW-Whitewater. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And we invite you to vote in our online polls on both of these issues. Right now it's pretty lopsided on our online poll. We have most saying that they will be voting for or they support Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, and most saying that they believe that the Chief Justice position should be awarded to the longest-serving Supreme Court justice. I'm wondering, Professor Emery, if you think both of these questions are going to be one way or the other. I mean, if you vote for one justice, are you likely to vote one way on the referendum question? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. So if you vote for Bradley, you're likely to vote to maintain the status quo with respect to selection of the Chief Justice seniority, so vote down on the referendum. And if you vote for Judge Daly, you're most likely to vote for the referendum. Yeah, I think so.
How important is this, the referendum question? How big of a deal is the Chief Justice to the running of the court, to the selection of the cases? I mean, is this some sort of conservative power grab?
Well, I think it can be viewed that way in some respects. The Chief Justice obviously has to have some leadership, display leadership for the court. But in terms of voting and influence, the Chief Justice is one among equals, and so she only has one vote, just like everyone else. And with respect to the court's agenda or docket, she only has one vote again. So, but she can lead the court with respect to certain policy goals or try to lead them, try to shape the court in terms of reform, which Justice Abrahamson tried to do after the court became pretty fractured with Act 10. So it's an important role, but at the same time, in terms of outcomes, the Chief Justice, again, only has as much say as anyone else, any other justice on the court.
Well, let's play. We're going to play some clips from some recent ads. A lot of money is being spent on ads for and against this specific referendum. Here's a clip from an ad that was, it's Vote Yes for Democracy. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce gave $600,000 to this group, which is running video ads like this one. Let's take a listen to this one.
In a monarchy, power is inherited. But in a democracy, we get to decide. You might be surprised to learn that on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, power is inherited. The job of Chief Justice goes to the judge who's been there the longest. That's not democratic, and it's not the American way. Let's bring the Wisconsin Supreme Court up to date. On April 7th, vote yes on question one. Stand up for democracy. Vote yes.
So what's your takeaway from that message?
Well, that's a very interesting message because I think that it can be interpreted in a couple of ways. First of all, the Chief Justice does have to, like everybody else, run for election. And so whoever the longest serving justice is a person who's being reelected. So one could argue that that reelection alone is a vote for the Chief Justice, right? If you don't want this person to be on the court any longer, then you would vote the person off, understanding that that person is the longest serving and would be Chief Justice. So the people are picking someone that they believe should remain on the court, and the seniority means that that person has the most experience. What's also interesting is that the selection process that for Chief Justice, which is fairly common. Many state Supreme Courts do select their Chief Justice through a peer vote. Those peers are the other judges who have been elected or justices who have been elected. So it's a somewhat of a more, I guess, filtered kind of selection process instead of a direct election. So I don't know. You can interpret it either way. It's just the longest-serving person is a person who's already elected by the people. So democracy is happening.
Meanwhile, the Greater Wisconsin Committee gave $80,000 to a group called Make Your Vote Count, and it features former Justice, Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Geske, in their radio spots. And here's an example of that.
Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson, the first woman on the court, was re-elected by a wide margin of voters who must have wanted her to remain as Chief Justice, leading an independent, nonpartisan court system. That independent, nonpartisan court system is crucial to our democracy, just like the right to vote. But partisan politicians don't want you deciding who runs the courts. Our democracy and your vote are threatened by a referendum April 7th that takes the choice of Chief Justice away from the people. I think that's a terrible mistake. Protect your vote. Protect democracy. Vote no April 7th.
So that's what you were saying, Professor Emery.
Yes, yes.
The former Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager said on this show earlier this year that Republicans were trying to boost turnout for Judge Daley by putting the Chief Justice referendum question on the ballot, hoping to mobilize the anti-Shirley Abrahamson vote. Do you see any of that at play?
I think that that's a possibility. You know, I mean, it's a possibility. It depends upon how nuanced the voters are with respect to thinking about these issues. And again, it goes back to your first question, whether or not these issues are seen as separate issues or whether or not the way people will vote will be related. So a vote for Bradley means a vote down on the referendum. A vote for Judge Daley means a vote up. So, yeah, if that's the way that they were thinking strategically, then that makes sense.
We are talking with Jolly Emery, who is an associate professor and chair of the political science department at UW-Whitewater, talking about two issues on the spring election ballot that affect all of us in Wisconsin, the race for state Supreme Court justice and the Chief Justice Amendment, a proposed constitutional amendment, a referendum question that will be on the ballot. And wondering what you think of both of these. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Kenneth in Janesville is with us. Hi, Kenneth.
Yes, I wondered what the job description is of the Chief Justice. I mean, what is she expected to do, you know, compared to the other justices?
Yeah. So what does that job do that the other justices don't do, Professor Emery?
Well, so as Chief Justice, she is, again, the leadership of the court. In some instances, she is able to control a little bit in terms of when the court meets, their discussion, but everyone gets to participate. She will the Chief Justice, whether it's a she or a he, is important in terms of the court's relationship with other courts in the state and representing or speaking about certain issues that are important to Wisconsin courts. So there is a very important kind of leadership role there. At the same time, as I said before, when all is said and done, the Chief Justice, though, only has one vote when it comes to the cases.
Yeah. Another issue in the race, there is some discussion about the dysfunction on the state Supreme Court. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley was on this show on Monday for a candidate forum. Judge Daly declined our invitation to participate. Mm-hmm. But she... she says that much is being done to fix the various tension and or dysfunction on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Judge Daly says that she is at the center of that dysfunction. Can you talk about that particular issue? Listeners may remember that some years ago, Justice Bradley and Justice Prosser were involved in a physical altercation in, I believe it was, Justice Bradley's office, as you mm-hmm. know. So I guess, is that something that we should be considering?
Well, I think that the court has suffered a great deal of embarrassment from that particular incident. Certainly tensions were rising during that period, and then the alleged, what do I want to say?
There was a Justice Prosser was accused
alleged,
of
hands on her throat. Yes, and there were other justices who were in her chambers at the same time in which this alleged incident happened. I just want to make sure I say alleged, mm-hmm. Even though I think that people are considering it to be common wisdom now that it did occur. So after that particular event, along with some other things that, unfortunately, Justice Prosser had said in an email about the Chief Justice, et cetera, the court became very embarrassed and I think understood that this is not the way that they want to behave or to be perceived. And so the Chief Justice and the other justices immediately worked on trying to alleviate some of these tensions that they are a bit persistent because some of these issues are still before the court, but the legal cases are still before the court. But they are trying to act with greater professionalism, I think, understand this is not the way the court should operate.
Yeah. Another issue, we played an in-depth report from Gilman Halstead of Wisconsin Public Radio just before this hour on the issue of and the ads that are being run about which of the candidates for state Supreme Court justice is too soft on crime. There's sort of mm-hmm. dueling ads going on. Why should that be an issue in a state Supreme Court race?
Well, you know, it's funny. The only reason it's an issue in the state Supreme Court case is because I think that voters want to have judges who, in general, voters want to have judges who are fairly tough on crime. And but the judges who deal with criminal cases are judges who serve on the lower courts, not on the appellate courts or the state Supreme Court. So the state Supreme Court isn't going to be dealing with many cases involving criminals, particularly with respect to, you know, any sort of conviction, because they don't hand out, you know, convictions on these cases. So it's just, I think, a way to tap into voters and voters' sentiments about crime and who, and but it's really kind of irrelevant to the position itself.
Yeah, how unusual is it that a conservative talk show host in the Milwaukee area, Mark Belton, is going to take the conservative candidate to task for a sentence that he gave in a child abuse case? So Belling thought that this was too light of a sentence, and even called Judge Daley unfit because of this. How unusual is that?
I think that's pretty unusual. So I think that in many instances, the conservative would probably just keep his mouth shut, right? But because better to have a conservative on the court than a liberal. But in this instance, it is striking that he would come out and pretty much just lambaste Daley for his sentencing with respect to this particular case. And I think, again, though, you're dealing with something that involves child abuse, it's obviously hard to be supportive of anyone who gives a light sentence. But it is very unusual for particularly a conservative talk show host to say something that essentially comes out and supports the liberal incumbent.
Yeah. Joe on Facebook says, I'll vote for the non-political candidate. Oh, wait, never mind. So a reaction to that, I guess, saying that this is full of politics on both sides.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Yeah,
that's true.
Let's go to Maddie in Wapaka. Hi, Maddie.
Hi. I recorded 88.9 FM radio, Christian radio, because I wasn't going to be able to hear it that night. And anyway, I listened to it, and Judge Daley was on that show. And during the discussion, he very briefly brought in the possibility of started out with foreign laws coming into the American justice system. And the word Sharia law was kind of casually thrown in there. And to many people who are not really kind of sophisticated in their thinking, this might throw up alarm bells that there is a threat of Sharia law coming into our court systems.
Yeah, and because we have just a minute or so before news, do you have a brief comment or reaction as to, I guess, if this is true, Judge Daley saying Sharia law is coming into the U.S. court system?
I did not hear that interview, so I can't speak directly to it, but I have heard that kind of message or rhetoric in the past, and I just think that's all it is. So
it's rhetoric.
It's just rhetoric, yeah.
We will check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll take many more of your calls. People are now calling in, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. If you'd like to ask a question about or weigh in on either of our two big questions, we plan to have a sound-off portion at the end of this hour, but still time for you to talk about who you support in the race for state Supreme Court justice, and should the Chief Justice be chosen by the court, or should that position be awarded by seniority? Those are two issues that are on the April 7th spring election ballot, and we are talking about them this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with a guest expert, Jolly Emery, an associate professor and chair of the political science department at UW-Whitewater, about today's two big questions on Supreme Court-related issues. We are talking about the race for Supreme Court justice between the incumbent Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who is seeking her third tenure term, and her challenger, Rock County Circuit Court Judge James Daly. So which of those two candidates do you support and why? You know what, I'm also interested, are you going to vote? Are you voting in this spring election and in this race? And also we are asking you in the big question, should the Chief Justice be chosen by the court or awarded by seniority? The constitutional amendment is on the statewide ballot that would change the way we do things in Wisconsin. Right now, this position is given to the longest-serving Supreme Court Justice. This referendum question would change that should it pass, and the Chief Justice would be selected by the rest of the court. What do you think? What are your questions? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We have a few more minutes with our guest, Jolly Emery, and then we will have our sound-off portion of the program, and we will have a straw poll of sorts, giving you 30 seconds to state your answers, your votes in today's two big questions. Let's take our next caller, Randy in Keewascom. Hi, Randy.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. Now, earlier you were talking about comments by Mark Belling. What I didn't hear you talk about is the fact that after Judge Bradley started using his comments as an ad, he commented on her lack of qualifications and how much the comparison of the two, there was no comparison as to soft on crime.
Yeah, all right. Well, fair enough. Professor Emery, Mark Belling slammed Justice Bradley, too, when she started using his comments in her ads.
Right. So both have basically been accused, both the incumbent and Judge Daly, as being soft on crime. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, so let me see here. Are there how important is this race, or in terms of voter turnout? I think the Government Accountability Board says about a 20% turnout for the spring election, which also includes, you know, some municipal issues and local school board referendums and things like that. This is usually not a big draw, the state Supreme Court justice race.
Yeah, it's usually a pretty low turnout, low voter saliency. So, yeah, I anticipate that turnout will be pretty low.
Yeah. Let's go to Cody in Oshkosh. Hi, Cody.
Hi, thank you. I think the main issue is balance. Republicans already have control of every branch of government in the state. They want absolute control, with no branch having any ability to question their tactics or their constitutionality. Changing who is Chief Justice and increasing the number of partisan conservative judges would be devastating to divided government.
Yeah. All right, well, maybe a reaction to it. It would be devastating to divided government, Professor Emery.
I can see how Cody would see it that way. I can see how others might see it that way, too. But I think that at the same time, you're still going to have a conservative majority on the court, even if Justice Bradley is reelected and the referendum is voted down. So you would have Justice Abrahamson maybe silenced a bit because she would no longer be in the leadership position. But at the same time, you'd still have fairly unified government in terms of partisan control across all three branches.
Carl in New Berlin emails, the seniority rule was obviously included to depoliticize the Chief Justice selection. It was clear to our founding fathers, not so clear to us anymore, apparently. I will vote no to any Wisconsin constitutional changes. Well, how about that? That this is in the Constitution because that essentially depoliticizes the Chief Justice selection.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective. So I can see how someone would say that, but at the same time, and again, it depends upon how voters make that connection, that and whether or not they understand clearly that when you vote someone in who is serving the longest term, that this person is Chief Justice. But it's hard to ignore that, particularly in this day and age. If the Chief Justice is running for re-election, she will still be the longest serving member and then be Chief Justice. So I guess one could see it that way. I think that another way to see it is, again, experience. So the idea that the person who has served the longest on the court has the most experience, that's a kind of a no-brainer and therefore should be in the leadership position.
Let's go to Bob in Madison. Hello, Bob.
Good morning. I have a question. Why are we voting in the spring election when it's not representative of the people? The vote should be taken in the fall when it has a greater representation and the courts representing the people.
Yeah, so how come these questions or races are on the spring ballot, Professor Emery?
Well, that's intentional. And so the nonpartisan races, like the court, are it's intentional that they are not at the same time as a partisan general election because they are meant to be, less political. The nonpartisan nature of the election is supposed to be protected in that sense.
Yeah, so everything that's on the ballot is supposed to be nonpartisan, but I guess as we talked about a little bit earlier, there seems to be a lot more partisanship involved in this particular race. Yeah.
Right, right.
Well, I guess let's just sort of wrap up our conversation on how important is the race for Supreme Court Justice and the referendum for Chief Justice?
Well, it's an important race. I think it's important in terms of the fact that if Justice Bradley does not retain her seat, then that is a pretty interesting phenomenon given that incumbents have only lost twice in Wisconsin state history. I think it's also important if people are interested in having, with respect to some issues are not that politicized that the court deals with. Some of them are very benign legal issues that don't tap into any kind of ideology. But if people want to have what they perceive to be, and some callers have mentioned this, some balance in terms of the composition of the court when it comes to ideology, then retaining Justice Bradley, I think, is important for that reason. I also think that with respect to the referendum, it's important. It would be a constitutional change and obviously a change in selection. And it's not just that there would be a peer selection, but there'd also be a term limit in a sense because the Chief Justice would be selected by his or her peers and then serve for 2 years, and then there'd be another peer vote for Chief Justice. So both are, I think, important issues. But I also understand that these are low saliency elections, and that there are other bigger issues like the budget, and also the governor and his bid for the presidential race that are kind of occupying voters' minds right now.
Yeah, thank you very much for being with us.
Sure, thank you.
Jolly Emery, Associate Professor and Chair of the Political Science Department at UW-Whitewater. Stay right where you are if you are on the line, because now it's time for our sound-off portion of The Big Question. We are giving you 30 seconds to state your case on both of the big questions. Who are you supporting for State Supreme Court Justice and why? And how do you plan on voting on this constitutional amendment that would change the way the State Supreme Court Chief Justice is selected? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Are you interested in these issues? I'm kind of surprised that we don't have very much participation in this particular sound-off. We have an open line for you. Betsy in Madison is with us. Hi, Betsy. What's your answer to our big questions?
Oh, good morning. Yes, I am voting for Justice Bradley because I feel that she has done a phenomenal job for Wisconsin. I feel Justice Daley is for corporations and big money. And I also think our Supreme Court system is under attack, and I vote no. I think our tradition, our standards in Wisconsin need to carry on. And so that's my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, we go to Cindy in Appleton. Hi, Cindy.
Hello. I'm voting for Justice Bradley because I've met her personally. She's a very sensible, down-to-earth woman, and I am voting no on the referendum.
All right. Thank you very much for your participation. Still time for a sound-off or two from you. Carol in Chippewa Falls is next. Hi, Carol.
Hi there. Yes, I'm voting for Justice Bradley. And also voting no on the Constitution. It's our Constitution is 126 years old. I see no reason to let the politicians try to change it. And I am voting no and hope a lot of other people will bother to go vote on April 7th. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. What about you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Andy in Green Bay. Hi, Andy.
Hi. I'm not voting for Bradley, but it just... The whole Constitution question, it seems strange to change a law to get rid of one person. So I'm kind of curious what happens after she's gone. Who's next?
Yeah, and why not Bradley?
I don't trust the conspiracy theory behind some of the messages I'm hearing.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's one more. Kyle in Waukesha. Hi, Kyle.
Why not Bradley? Hi. Yeah, I'm voting for Bradley, and I'm voting no. Because it's the right thing to do.
All right, thanks very much. I'm going to try one more since we have time. Nancy in Greene County. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, I'm voting for Justice Bradley and against the referendum, and my reason for that is because Judge Daley lacks appropriate judicial temperament. He's very irascible, and he's very emotional on the bench.
Thank you very much. You can continue voting in our online polls. They are both linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or at wpr.org/joy. This is The Big Question on the Ideas Network.